First of all, you have to recognize that you must become very open and receptive when it comes to creative energy. And that when you're going to be working, all of us are working on a different level there. We're not like a snowflake, you know. We don't have the identical imprint, even though that we have the elements, but each one flows differently, and they have their own particular flow. And what is necessary is to come into a sensing of your flow, and not only to come into a sensing, but to know how that inspiration is coming in and know how to work with it once it is coming in so you don't lose it, because inspiration can leave you as fast as it comes if you don't know how to establish it and work with it. If you are one of these people who's extremely creative and you're working a lot on that level, it is also important to let that whole flow of inspiration come in and work with it up to the point where it's effortless. If it's coming in easily and gradually, that means it's coming in, it's perpetuating, it's flowing, it's there. When it gets to the point when you're forcing to get those ideas, when you're forcing to do, that means your inspiration has stopped, it's no longer making contact with you. And that's the point when you should stop and not press or strain or do any of that. Let it go and go to something else, something entirely different. Even, let us say, if there's a difference in the creative project, even if it's another creative project, because you're stimulating other juices, so to speak, and then see how that's flowing. But if it's not, leave it alone, go to something completely different, and you'll find then it'll start working better for you that way, rather than trying to do 8 or 10 hours on that one thing. It won't work for you if you do it that way. If you get away sometimes a half hour or more, it can start working. Sometimes you'll say you're blocked and you can't think of ideas. You go out and take a walk, or you come back, or you're doing dishes, or whatever you're doing, all of a sudden the ideas start flowing. And that's when you go right with the flow again. So you've got to really work into that sensing. All right. The other thing you have to recognize is that all of the inspiration comes from the higher. It does not come from you. I'm sorry, our egos sometimes get bruised when we say these things. However, what is important is that it becomes one with you. That's what you have to see. Once it comes in, yes, of course, it's one with you. And yes, of course, you're there to work with it. You're the channel for it to happen. If you don't put it into an action, what's going to happen? It does, right? So it's important to see how you have to immediately become one with it. And you become one with it, and then it flows like it's supposed to. Okay. That is why it's important to know how to raise your consciousness, because you have to go up to that higher self point of yourself. And here you have to become a good receiver. This is where your receiving is essential. Right at that point, you have to make sure you're in that point, nowhere else. This is why I caution, don't let your mind wander. Get your attention in that point and know that's your receiving point. So you should at first even practice taking your thread up to that point, holding in that point, and seeing if you're doing that much correct, and then bringing back your thread. Just practicing there is really good for this particular creative energy. It's necessary, and it's necessary for the other energies too, because the more you can't hold your attention there, the less. It's just like you get a weak current and you want to get a strong current through. Now, one of the energies that works extremely well to bring in inspiration is what we call the powder blue. Now, all of you, I am sure, know what powder blue looks like.
What?
Powder blue. You know your sky when it's that powder blue? And of course, this one is even more fantastic than when we look at the sky. But we got the idea is to have an idea of that energy. And There was someone that was in the class Thursday. It was interesting. He had never worked with energies, and he worked with energies, and he said he first fought the energy because he had never had the, as much, you know, some people have the visual more, and he found that after he thought it, he was able to get into the visual, and which comes back to what I was saying to people. If you can't see it, just know that that energy is there. When you know that it's there, then it starts flowing. And he said even late into the night, we had worked on emerald green, he felt the whole room going to emerald green. So see, he had already made his connection. And this is important, to make your connection. So to practice that, we'll do it now. We'll raise our consciousness, as soon as I tell you, not right this moment. Get in that higher self, bring down the pot of blue, but it is important now to bring it right here, because here is your magnetic division. We will also bring it here, which is your world affairs. But to start the power of creativeness, this is an energy that the ancients knew about, and very few schools know about it even today. And right here is a perpetual strength of creative power within you once you learn to begin to get the force field going. And most people, when I look at it, it's latent. I don't see as much power as they need. Even with talented people, some of them, yes, it's brighter than others, but usually the full force that should be there, I very seldom see. Or I see it at times, at other times it's dim with certain people. So it is important to really come in and get that powder blue in here and start working that powder blue in and working it in this center so that you can get your highest inspiration moving through as you will be getting the ideas mentally and so forth that you need. Because everything what has to come through, mind as well as feeling, and both feeling and mind come together where it comes to creative. Sometimes the feeling has to really be a passionate, strong feeling. Now, because of that, you want to start filling this center with rose red. Why? You have to have a love. Now, I'm almost having to give you a little bit of the lecture that I gave, as Vince knows, that was in it. The great artists, you can have a very great artists, as far as technique, they can be terrific in their technique, you know, in that particular painting. But what makes them a master and above that particular thing is they have a great love. They put that love right into that painting. A part of themselves goes into that painting. And when I have stood by various great masterpieces in museums, as all of you have, and I've stood there, I could feel that tremendous energy and love that went into that painting. Or I'll go to this other painting, and yes, technically it's great, but there's nothing. I feel coldness. There's nothing. I feel nothing. Which means that the love was not there. It was just that that person had a good technique, and there it was. See, there's a big difference between those two things. That's what makes the geniuses in their field. So that has to go into any kind of creativity, regardless of what it is.
Yeah. We always not joke about it, we know it's true, but even in cooking, you know when someone puts their love into their cooking, and somebody could be making the same exact thing, and you're like, oh, I don't want to eat their food, for, and it could be that they could make the exact same recipe, and someone else, and they just love to make their food or something, it tastes totally different.
As a matter of fact, I have gone into houses, and I've known when they have had you know, an argument or an anger spurt wherever before they cook. I think exactly what you're saying is absolutely, there's no question about it. So, yes, it's the same identical thing, regardless if that love is there, it makes all the difference in the world. So you must work with the rose red and also with the electric blue. Now the electric blue is like your, you know, your peacock blue. Green and blue together. And that has to be coming in also in the center. It also has to be coming in to the center. It's very important to get it into the center because this is a part of you that is expressing into that world. So you need to have a lot of that electric blue moving in there. And I'm talking specifically when we're working with creativity now and inspiration and ideas. And of course, you'll find that as you start working with it, it feels really good. You start sensing it, it feels really good. So you'll start being amazed at what took you 12 hours can take you 2. You know? You're not going to have to force to get those ideas and to think and to pace and to do and da-da-da-da. But they flow like a river and you're amazed what comes through. And as I was telling, one example that I mentioned last Thursday was when I was producing my variety show, I had hired 2 people that were the lyricists and the person doing the music, the musical arrangers, to come up with a theme song that we needed. And they worked on it almost 3 months, and they came up with some nice things, but they didn't quite come up with what fit the show. And so one day I was walking down the hall, and all of a sudden, both lyrics and music were coming through. So I was going to a film, so I raced and I ran down and wrote down all the lyrics, and I was holding in my mind the music. And I ran to the phone and I told the arranger I was coming over right away as soon as possible because I knew I would lose the music if I didn't go immediately. So I raced over and I hummed, you know, exactly how the music was going to go, and I gave them the lyrics. They were astounded. These were 2 professionals. Here was I, who had never had any music lessons, had never had any harmony, had never taken any instrument. In other words, zilch, as far as music world is concerned. And I had come up with a theme song in 5 minutes. Do you see how that works, the higher inspiration? So that gives you an idea of what I'm talking about. And it was a great hit, that theme song, because it came right from that higher source, and it just fit perfectly. And that's what's going to happen to you, just like that. In 5 minutes, you can have something. In 10 minutes, and as I said, you never can tell. It's just continues to flow. And as you use that inspiration, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And you don't have to worry. Like, I've done a lot of writing in my life, and I've astounded people from this sense. And that is, most people say, well, I can, you know, I'll go towards mystery stories, or I'll go toward romance, or I'll go toward drama, or this and that. I find when the inspiration is working for you, you don't limit yourself. You don't know what, you know, you can come up with anything. There's no perimeters like people make. You know, you're a specialist, you're a specialist. That's not the case, I find. That may be the case if you're not working with your higher inspiration. But once you're working with it, it's amazing. It's an open door to a lot of things. And you should approach it with reverence and with awe, because it is. It's a very sacred thing as far as I'm concerned. It's a beautiful thing that can be happening.